Welcome. You're listening to The Art of True Connection, a conscious guide to soulful communication. Before we begin, there's nothing you need to do, nothing to understand, nothing to get right. You may be listening while resting, walking, or simply sitting with yourself. Wherever you are, let this be a moment to arrive. You don't need to listen closely. You don't need to concentrate. Just let the words come to you in their own time. This is not a lesson. It's not a technique. It's a remembering. An invitation to soften into presence, to listen beneath the words, and to reconnect with the quiet intelligence that already knows how to meet another. Take a slow breath in, and let the out-breath extend all the way slightly beyond its natural end. When you're ready, we'll begin. The dedication for those who are ready to speak from soul and listen with love. Introduction. True communication isn't about being the loudest voice or the most articulate speaker. It's about being present enough to truly hear. And in the fullness of presence, something remarkable happens. We meet another, not just in words, but in the still spaces between them. This guide began as a traditional training course. Here it is softened and transformed, re-offered as a living reminder of what you already know. No drills, no performance, only a return to the quiet power that lives in all of us when we are attuned. Section 1. The Flow of Communication. Communication is a living, circular current of energy. It flows from a clear intention, the desire to connect, through focused attention, being with what is said. And it is carried by embodied presence, without judgment or anticipation. When this current flows without resistance, communication becomes not just a tool, but a relational art form. Section 2. The Power of Presence. Presence is the gift that precedes all words. It is the silent agreement that says, I'm here with you now. I'm not ahead of you, behind you, or somewhere else entirely. You don't need to speak wisely to be profound. Sometimes the deepest truths arrive in sheer silence. Practice. If you'd like, you can imagine this now or return to it later. Sit with someone without an agenda. Hold gentle, relaxed eye contact. Say nothing for 1 or 2 minutes. Let the moment shape itself. You may be surprised what clarity, emotion, or connection arises without needing to be summoned. Section 3. Duplication, the art of true listening. Duplication is not about copying words. It is about being with someone's experience as it's shared without distortion, improvement, or response too soon. It is listening so well that the speaker feels safe enough to hear themselves more clearly. I hear you, and I'm not reshaping your truth as it comes towards me. This is where healing begins. Not in advice, but in attuned presence. Practice. Let the speaker finish fully. Sense what they meant, not just what they said. If needed, reflect back simply. That sounds important, or that makes sense. This small pause is often more powerful than any reply. Section 4. The Communication Loop. Communication is complete when the loop closes. A message is sent. It is received clearly. It is acknowledged simply and sincerely. What breaks the loop? Talking past someone. Assuming you've been heard. Listening only to reply. Ways to gently close the loop. A sincere nod. A calm, "I hear you." A quiet reflection. "So what I'm hearing is..." Not techniques, just real presence translated into human form. Section 5. Getting your statement heard. Sometimes we speak and it feels like our words dissolve into thin air. To be truly heard, not only must our words be clear, our field must be aligned with presence. Rather than repeating yourself louder or growing frustrated, try anchoring to the moment. Practice. Slow your breath before speaking. Begin with presence. "I'd like to share something that matters to me." Speak with clarity and brevity. Pause after your statement. Let space invite their response. If your words are not acknowledged, you might say, "I'm sensing my words didn't quite land. Would you be willing to reflect back what you have heard?" This isn't about control. It's an invitation to restore the loop. Section 6. Repetition with intention. When someone hasn't heard us, we may feel the urge to push. But true power comes not from volume, but from intention. Repeating a statement with grounded, calm, not emotional escalation is often the most effective way to bring awareness to what was missed. Try this gentle arc. Speak clearly and calmly. If not heard, pause and repeat slightly slower. You may place a hand on your heart or on the table. Add intention to your presence, not pressure to your voice. "Let me say that again. Not because I think you weren't listening, but because I want to make sure it really lands." In time, others begin to meet your clarity with their own. Section 7. Holding space for expression. Sometimes another person shares something emotional, reactive, or energetically charged. What matters most is not what we say, but how still we can be. This is a moment to be a mirror, not a fixer, a space holder, not a problem solver. Practice. Let them speak fully, without interruption. Do not offer a story of your own unless asked. Breathe deeply, nod gently, say softly, "I hear you." When someone is venting or releasing steam, avoid logical analysis. Let the field settle before offering reflection. Sometimes presence is the highest form of love. Section 8. The Theory of Presence. There is a profound power in simply being able to sit with what is. The good, the difficult, the beautiful, the uncomfortable. Presence allows us to witness what is arising without rushing to change it. This is the foundation of transformation, not by escaping, but by facing. The basic axiom of presence is, if we can fully be with what is, we are no longer ruled by it. From this space, we gain awareness to choose our next moment rather than repeat a pattern. This is sovereignty. Section 9. Speaking with grace. There are moments when something must be said and it feels tender. These are the conversations we delay, dilute, or avoid. Speaking with grace means delivering truth with clarity, care, and intention. Before speaking, clarify your intention. Regulate your nervous system. Speak from steadiness, not reactivity. Example: there's something I want to say, and it feels tender. I've held back because I care, but I'd rather share honestly than stay silent. Let your voice carry warmth. Let your body remain grounded. Let truth move gently, not forcefully. Section 10, the power of an acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is not approval. It is simply the act of showing someone you've truly heard them. It bridges the invisible space between two people. Simple ways to acknowledge. I hear you. A nod. A moment of silence. That sounds important to you. Acknowledgement doesn't fix. Acknowledgement doesn't agree. It simply says, you are not alone in this moment. I heard you. Section 11, the value of being led. Not all control is domination. Sometimes being gently led by someone who carries clarity, experience, and love can be transformational. The key is discernment. Who do you allow to influence you? Who do you let model what's possible? You don't hand over sovereignty. You align where there is resonance. Even small fragments of another's lived wisdom can ignite something essential in you. Let yourself be supported by those whose lives reflect what you are calling in. Communication as healing. True communication doesn't just exchange data. It transforms the field between two people. Every time we listen without rushing, speak from clarity, and witness without correcting, we become a conduit for emotional coherence and soul restoration. This isn't about being flawless, it's about being available. Let this guide be a remembrance. You don't need to perform communication. You only need to come home to its sacredness. Section 13, the transmission of truth, a closing reflection. This is not a conclusion, it's an invitation. There is a voice inside you that has always known how to speak, not to impress or to convince, but to reveal. It rises quietly when something real stirs, and it trembles when truth knocks at your throat. You were never meant to make this voice flawless. You were meant to let it be free. Before you speak again, you might gently ask, is this the truth of my being, or a role I've been taught to play? Does this communication liberate me or shrink me? Am I aligning with love? You don't need to be loud, and you don't need to be right. You only need to be real. And if your voice shakes or your words feel unfinished, remember this. Sometimes just your presence is enough. From one heart to another, with love and gratitude, Simone.